Could Belfast be about to get longer Sunday trading hours? A vote is currently taking place this morning at the City Hall that could see Belfast designated as a holiday resort, which would allow certain larger shops to extend their opening hours on 18 Sundays in a year between March and September, except for Easter Sunday. But not all traders are happy with it. Earlier, our reporter Nicola Weir was at City Hall to gauge reaction.
Good morning, everyone, and it's a lovely day, a very busy, beautiful, sunshiny morning in the heart of Belfast City, with shoppers and workers darting amongst the traffic for another frantic day spending or earning a crust. But if you were here early on a Sunday morning, probably the only company you would have would be the pigeons, which are flitting about my feet now in front of the City Hall. Is it all set to change? Well, this morning councillors will be debating for a second time in less than a year if they should be designating Belfast as a holiday resort, paving the way for cash registers to be ringing for longer on 18 Sundays each year. Last time the plan was defeated. Could there be a different result this time round? Would it make Belfast a more vibrant city at the weekends, or make workers' lives a misery by putting them under pressure to work on a Sunday? Well, joining me outside the City Hall is trader Gavin Wall and Alliance Councillor Kate Nicol. First of all, to you, Gavin, you're an independent trader, Yes. And you are not happy ours might be extended. Why?
Well, it's not so much about the hours being extended, it's about the impact that it would have on the independent retailers. I mean, this would really be the thin end of the wedge for us. As independent retailers, we are under massive pressure at the minute with rate rises, with margin being shrunk, with all sorts of new pension, etc., that we have to pay out of our own pockets. And we're happy to do that for our workers, but the industry is in some sort of crisis, really, an existential crisis. And to have the one little bit of benefit that we have, which is a wee bit of a free run on a Sunday morning, to lose that would definitely put many of our members — I'm a board member of Retail NI — I would put the Wall Group, our business, under pressure, and lots of other independent retailers across country could go out of business.
Now, I touched on it whenever I was introducing you, that on a Sunday morning it is pretty dead around here in Belfast, and whenever I was coming into work one Sunday, I passed a large group of American tourists who said, "New York City is the city that never sleeps. Belfast is obviously the city that sleeps." Now, that's not a good thing to hear from tourists.
There may be an argument or a talking point around what you're saying about tourists there. This applies to the whole of Belfast, not just the city centre. If they're bringing a different vote about that, maybe there'd be a different discussion. But certainly this would affect me in suburbia. In local communities, I have a Tesco store right beside one of my convenience stores. And it would put us under massive pressure if that was to happen. And just to say, the type of pressures also that we face in local communities, for instance, the Wall Group, our businesses across North Belfast, we have had 3 robberies and 4 burglaries in the last 7 months. I mean, the pressure that we are under as a business, and we have one wee chink of light on a Sunday morning, and to lose that on the back of this vote could be really critical for us.
Alliance Councillor Kate Nicol, you've been listening intently to what Gavin is saying, so you're putting him under pressure because you support the extension of opening hours.
I do support the extension of opening hours, and I think what Gavin said, they're very valid points, and the operative point for me was that he was talking about community areas. I'm very supportive of this happening in the city centre. Like you, a couple of months ago, I was walking through city centre, and I came across a lot of confused looking tourists, and I thought, you know, we're really serious about making Belfast a weekend tourist destination, but at the moment we have bars that close early and shops that don't open, and I think this could make a massive difference. We're talking about 18 Sundays a year for large shops within the city centre. It's 36 extra hours on the till, and it could make a difference. So I would be very supportive of this, and I think it would be a mistake to miss this opportunity.
But in a way, and are you supporting larger stores that are not based in Northern Ireland? And really, Northern Ireland thrives on our independent sector, on those individual people who are helping their communities. Are you not just propping up big multi-retailers?
No, I don't think so. One woman who's going to be speaking to the committee this morning is a mum who works in a shop, and she would love the extra Sunday hours because what she would like is to have time during the week to do the school pickup and to spend a day at home, and then on Sunday she wouldn't have to pay for childcare. So it's also for workers. For me, this is about choice. It's choice for people who want to shop shop in the city centre, and it's also choice for workers who do want those hours. It's really important to note that under the 97 Sunday Trading Shops Order that people will be protected. So if they don't want to work on a Sunday, then they won't be compelled to.
So two very different opinions there from Kate and Gavin. And thank you very much for joining me on this beautiful sunny morning. And we will find out later this morning if Belfast will be the kind of sort of city that never sleeps at the weekend.
Okay, Nicola, thank you very much indeed. And unfortunately, we don't have time to discuss it because that's it. Our time is up. Thank you for your company. We'll see you on 5 Live tonight at 10 o'clock. If you want even more of me, God help you. Or we'll see you back here Monday morning on Radio Ulster. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for your company. Here comes Sean.